B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Drytech Waterproofing Solutions. Drytech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at Drytech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to drytechcorp.com.
Keep going. Sound off.
That's right. New sponsor is Drytech Waterproofing Solutions for water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation. Trust the experts at Drytech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to drytechcorp.com. Our winner, by the way, of the final case of beer that we had to give away was Robert Palermo. I assume his family came from Palermo, Italy.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
That
sounds about right.
Immigration inspector probably stamped it. Yeah, Palermo.
And later on.
The next guy is from Corleone.
And from dinner for night, I'm eating from an Italian place.
Oh, yeah?
Takeout called Palermo's.
Is that right?
Yes.
Full circle.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We see the universe.
That's eerie. That coincidence. All right, sound off is 610-771-9705. Keep that number handy, especially after tonight, because I want to hear you light up the lines tonight. If they pick Quiddy Pay at 16, sound off. Let's see what we got for today.
Explain why trading down would be such a bad thing. Everyone got upset that he traded from 6 to 12, or the potential of going 12 even back further, gain more draft capital. This team is going to take more than a year to rebuild. You need more darts to throw at the board.
Yeah, but it's faulty thinking for two reasons. Number one, they already passed, and they would pass on 12. So you're passing up two premier players. I get the draft capital. Well, why reduce the ability of a player you can take in lieu of the draft capital? It's not the right thinking.
Joe, you're not a fraud. You're competent. Phillies up 1-0 in the fifth. Nola Cruz and man on second, two outs. He walked the eighth hitter, who doesn't even hit his weight, who's a righty, but to go ahead and run on base to bring up a guy that won a batting title, Matt Carpenter, and Carpenter hits one out. This guy's a clown.
Well,
Ricky Bo was mad at him about that on the post game.
For walking the eight hitter.
He said if you're going to do that, walk the nine hitter.
Yeah.
And go from there, but.
Yeah, he's not a clown. He just made a mistake and probably should have not been too fine. But see, guys that throw 92 have to be finer.
Well, he's, I don't like 92. He's mad at Girardi.
He's mad at Girardi for
intentionally walking.
He intentionally walked the guy?
He intentionally walked the a-hole hitter to get
to a pinch hitter?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Carpenter pinch hits. Maybe he had to be on the on-deck circle. Uh-huh. Why would he do that?
It was a bad move. He intentionally walked.
I'm missing all these bonehead moves that I can criticize.
And Nola was cruising. Then some bad defensive plays, and now you got a big inning when he had been pitching really well.
The only thing I can think of, there's no way he thought that they would pinch him for the pitcher in that spot. But maybe he wasn't on the on-deck
circle.
Maybe he was in the dugout.
Once he did, load him, and then you got out at every base, and he didn't do a good job.
All right.
I wouldn't mind seeing him take a cornerback. Either one would be fine. I don't want to see him take another wide receiver. If you watch the games last year, on a third down, we got busted. We had no coverage. I would love them to take a corner.
Yeah, they're going to end up with a corner. Probably tonight. So, everybody be happy. That's what I say. Even if I take Devontae Smith, they take a corner, I'll be perfectly satisfied. They trade up to get Surtain. I'm perfectly satisfied. I don't want them to trade back for this draft capital.
Here's the problem that I have with umpires. You penalize the Phillies for the actions of the Cardinals. You're telling the Phillies, if you throw at somebody, we're going to throw you out the game. So I understand why Joe Girardi got thrown out last night. I would tell the catcher, hey, I'm going to throw a breaking ball. Don't catch it. Let it hit him in his foot or something.
Yeah, it came out as an unfair result, but you got to put yourself in the umpire. So you're trying to prevent mayhem at that point. You know mayhem is upon them at that point. So they're thinking of what the bigger picture would be.
Nova is talking about taking Parsons at 12. He seems like he's that hybrid-type linebacker that they could really use. If you say both corners are gone and you got to choose between a wide receiver or a linebacker, I really feel like linebacker is the way bigger need on this team.
I think a lot of people will agree with you. However, you're swimming against the tide here with this organization and the linebacker concept. All right, let's close it down.
The best of the best today of Sound.
Brought to you by DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. DryTech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to DryTechCorp.com.
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later. All righty, that was Sound Off. Thanks, everybody, for listening and participating in today's All-Star day with where everybody crossed in and got on each other's show. We had a lot of fun doing it. We hope it sounded fun to you. Stay tuned, because the Cuz's Corner is coming up. Man, long day for Anthony. Cuz's Corner next from Parks. And then the Flyers and Devils on 97.5 tonight. The Flyers are favored. I wouldn't touch this team right now in the betting circle with fireplace tongs. So I got no opinion. Everybody have a great rest of the night. Be safe out there. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.